Ezes Hashem B'Lineder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avimori of David Simeon of Yosef. Today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel. We left off at the very top of Chaf Gimel and Aleph, I believe. Masha Sheshochel, right?
Yeah.
Masha Sheshochel Choni Amagel. So most of today's daf is going to be a more in-depth version of the story of Choni Amagel that we already had in the Mishnah. A little bit more in-depth with a lot of very, very important life lessons to learn from this. Good morning, Jeremy, Svika, Ruben, Dr. Joe, David Yoshua, Gershon Eitan, and Reb Mordechai. Ma'aseh Sheshochel Choni Amagel v'chulei, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Pam Achas, the Gemara just tells over the same story again with a little bit more detail. Pam Achas Yatza Rov Adar. Most of Adar had passed, v'lo yardu v'sham. It still hadn't rained. Shelchul Choni Amagel, so the Chachme Yisrael sent to Choni Amagel, Hispal v'yardu v'sham, please daven for us that it should rain. Hispal v'lo yardu v'sham, so Choni davened and it didn't rain. Og Uga, he inscribed a circle in the ground around where he was, Ug Uga, and he said, V'amad Besochi stood in the middle of it, K'derek she'asa Chavakuk HaNavi. Apparently, the Navi Chavakuk did a similar thing. Shenemar, Pasuk says in Chavakuk, Al Mishmarti et Moda ve'esyatzva al Motzar ve'gomer, and I'm going to watch and see whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the Jewish people. He says, I'm not going to leave this circle. Amar Lefanav, Sachoni said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Banecha Samu Pneim Alai, your sons turned their face to me, She'ani Keben Bayis Lefanecha, because I am like a Ben Bayis in front of you. And Mordechai pointed out to me, in the interim, what it says over here in the bottom of the Masifta, the same thing. The Maharsha says the same thing. He wasn't asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his gadlus. There's two different things. One person is a gadol b'Torah, but there's other people who might not even be as big a gadol b'Torah, but he's considered to be like a ben bayis. He comes and goes. Right? Sometimes you have people who can get into the gadolim. They can get into the gadolim, not necessarily because they're the biggest tamei chacham in the world, but because they're like a ben bayis. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, right? The Maharsha quotes from that Gemara that Mordechai pointed out. Brachos Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his wife, why Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's tefilos were more accepted than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's? Rabbi Yochanan was like a sar lefnei hamelech, and Rabbi Chanina was like an evan ha-meshamish lefnei hamelech. Oh, so the Maharsha quotes it over here. Same thing. Beautiful. I'm swearing by your great name that I'm not leaving the circle until you have mercy on your children. It started to drizzle. We want to be able to see you and not die. This rain is not good enough for us. Hashem's being matu yeshua, but it's still not helping us. Sechoni turns to Bomsham and says, this is not what I asked for. Ela gishmi boros shichin umaros. Boros is drinking water. Shichin is water for laundry. And ma'aros is water for showering. That's what the Achronim explain. Yardu bizaf. It started to rain very strong. Achkol ma'apa tipa v'tipa kimali pichavis. Each drip was like a barrel full. V'shir chom she'en tipa p'chusami lug. Each drip was one lug of water. Amar lo tamidav Rebbe, renew chavolo nambas. We want to be able to see when not die. Kim dumano she'en k'sham yodim el la'abed esa olam. It's coming to destroy the world. Amar lefanav sa'ashem. Tzachoni turns to Hashem. Lo'y kach sha'alti el gishm yotzan bracha onedava. Yardu ketikna. And then the rain started falling down appropriately. Achal kolam harabais. From today, ha'gisham. They had to go up to the harabais. Amar lo. Rebbe. K'shem she'esh balata she'erata. Kach espal v'yelcholhem. It's too much. Amalahem, Kachman Kublan Shem is Palan and Rov Tova. You're not allowed to daven for too much of a good thing. Aval Pikain. Nevertheless, Havi Lipar Hoda'a. Bring me a bull to bring as a carbon toda. Now Rashi over here says, parhoda lihisvados alav, vidui, va'asa lo smicha va'viu shlamim, choni bizman abayis haya. Okay, Rashi says, obviously, based on English, you want to bring a carbon. Vidui. So the mitzvah esam, this commentary on Rashi says, vidui doesn't always mean to say I did something bad. Sometimes it's vidui maisros, it means I say something good. Vidui should mean something that I did. So here he's not saying anything bad. It was actually just praise and thanksgiving. It was a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch. You want to bring a carbon toda to thank Hashem for the rain. Not like kapara. The Rambam also says something similar. In Ma'isa Korbanos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, that you can't say vidui on the Shlamim, but you say divrei shevach. On the Shlamim, you say praise to Hashem about the good stuff that you did. And the Gevura Sari writes the same thing. It was a carbon toda to thank Hashem for saving Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called a par hoda. However, the Marsha writes that it was a vidui on the fact that he violated his own din to not daven for a good thing to stop. So because he's now davening for a good thing to stop, so that's the vidui. Some, if you look at the in my Gemara here, the Hagos Vitzionim, even though Rashi here says lehisvados, some say it's a misprint in Rashi, and it didn't mean lehisvados, it meant lehodos. Right? Lehisvados sounds, that's lechorah, that's simple. That's the simplest shot.
Did he say just the last thing? He said we don't pray for it excess.
So this is why this was a vidui. He's saying vidui in the fact that he shouldn't be praying for excess, but he is doing it anyway. That's why it's a vidui. Hevilo parhodos. They brought in the bull. Samach she'edavalav amelafan v'ron shalom amcha yisrael she'etzitzim yisayim eni yichon lo berov tov lo parvanos. The Jewish people can't do too much punishment, and they can't deal with too much of a good thing either. Like in the Midbar. You got upset with them in the Midbar, they couldn't hack it. Hishpata aleim tova, like the mun and the slav, and they couldn't deal with that either. The slav, they took too much. The mun, some people took too much. The clouds left. And they started harvesting already mushrooms, which grow right after the rain.
Then it's mushroom that he did pray to stop this.
Exactly. But that's what I said, vidui, that I violated that din. Shalach lo Shim ben Shetach. So Shim ben Shetach sent to Choni Amalek, il mole choni ata. If you weren't such a great tzad, v'choni goes reini alecha nidui. I would put you in cheir. Sh'ilu shanim kishnei Elio, maftechus k'sham b'yadu shel Elio. We know that Elio Anavi was able to decree that it was not going to rain as a punishment to Klai Yisrael. Lo nimtza shem shemayim eschal yadcha. So if something like that would happen, let's say the Rebbeinu Shlomo had decreed a decree like in the times of Elio, and you're now going to swear the other direction, it's going to be a chil Hashem. Either you're not going to be answered, or the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to have to back out. Abo ma es halach shata mischate lefnei hamakom. Like a kid who whines to his father, and his father listens to him. Oh, let me go walk. Let me go take a shower in hot water. And then 2 seconds later, he says, take me in cold water. Give me nuts, almonds, peaches, pomegranates. The father gives him whatever he whines and asks for. Allah Chasav Amar. Your father and your mother and those who gave birth to you should all have joy from you. So the Masha says, your father is the Rebbeinu Shlom, your mother is Klal Yisrael, and your Yolad Techa are your actual parents. That's what the Masha says, your biological parents. They all should have joy from you because somehow you're able to decree and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens.
I don't think it means
that at this, that wasn't at this time. Okay. He's just saying that had something like that been in effect, you would have been destroying it. So that's why it's a bad thing that you did. But apparently it wasn't in effect then. But he was just saying you can't play this game because you never know why the decree. Maybe Hashem made a decree, he didn't want it. So you're causing a chil Hashem by taunting the Rebbeinu Shlomo. in this way. Now the Gemara tells a little bit more about this Choni Amagel, who this guy was. Some say this is a different person, but we'll see in a second. Tana Rabbana, Ma Shelchu Bnei Lishkas HaGozis, the Sanhedrin, L'choni Amagel, after this story, what they sent him, they quoted the Pasuk in Iyov to him, V'tigzar Omer, V'yakim Lach, Tzadik Gozer, V'akadosh Baruch Hu M'kayim, V'tigzar Omer, V'yakim Lach, V'al Dorachecha Noga Or, V'tigzar Omer, Ata Gazarta Milmata, V'akadosh Baruch Hu M'kayim Amrecha Milmala. You made a decree out down here, Hashem listened to you, V'al Dorachecha Noga Or, Dorash HaYofel was a dark generation, He'arta B'tfil Secha, you lit it up through your prayers. The simple pshat here, the Mitzudas David says it means that when a person makes up his mind to do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him out. And the Malbim adds that what a tzaddik is goes there even against nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mekayim. On this pasuk they learn that. Just like Eliyahu HaNavi was goes there that it should not rain. And Yeshua was goes there that the sun should stand still. So the Malbim says, we learn from this pasuk, tzaddik goes there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And also, the next pasuk, Ki Hishpilu Vatomer Geveh Dor Shahya Shafel, a generation that was low down. Higbata B'tfil Secha, you elevated them through your prayer. V'shach Einayim Yoshia Dor Sheshach Ba'avono, it was wallowing in sin. Hoshata B'tfil Secha, you saved them with your tefillah. Yemalet inaki, dor shelo hayanaki, we were dirty with sins. Milatato b'tfilascha, you saved them with your prayers. V'nimlat b'bor kapecha. Milatato b'masi adecha haberurin, that are clean. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, another story with Choni. Most Mefarshim say it was the same person. Others say it was a different Choni. But most say it was the same person. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yamav she'os ha-tzadik ha-yimitztar al-mikrazeh. Choni Amagel, his whole life, he didn't understand how to explain the following pasuk. Shir HaMalos, B'shuv Hashem et Shivas Tzion Hayinu Kecholmen. Now this was the 70-year Golas Babel. When we're going to return from the 70-year Golas Babel, it'll be like we were dreaming. All the trials and travails we had during the 70 years of Golas, it's going to be like one bad dream. We'll be so joyous when we come back that the whole Golas is going to be like a bad dream. Omar, Choni Amagel says, wait a second. Person dreams when you're sleeping. How could you sleep for 70 years? Omar, Miyaka Denayim Shim Mishana Mechalma. How is it possible for a person to sleep 70 years to dream for 70 years? That was his kasha. Yomachar Hav Elzeb Urucha, one time Choni was walking along the way. Chazelu Gavada Benata Charuva. He saw a person was planting a carob tree, boxer. Amalei, hi ad kama shana ton. How long does it take for a boxer to produce fruit? Amalei, ad shivim shana. It takes a boxer 70 years to produce fruit. Amalei, pshita lach, techai es shivim shana? Why are you planting this tree? You think you're going to live another 70 years? Amalei, ai gavra, alma b'charu v'shtakhe. When I was born, I found planted carob trees that people beforehand had planted for me. Kei d'shasli avusai, just like my parents and grandparents planted for me. Shlasli nami liberoi. So I'm going to plant for my children and grandchildren. Yosef Kakarach Rifta, Choni sat down and ate bread. Asale Shinsa, he fell in a deep sleep. Nim, he fell in a deep sleep. Ahajale Mishunisa, a rock formation grew up around him sleeping. Ikasi Mayana. So Choni was covered. Meena, I'm sorry. He was covered from the eyes of the world. Vinim Shivim Shanin. Choni fell asleep for 70 years. Kikam, when he woke 70 years later, Chazalu Gavra, he saw what he thought was the same guy, Davik Malakit Minayim, who was collecting fruit, boxer, from the boxer tree. Amale, he asked the guy, Atu de Shasalte, are you the guy who planted this tree? Amale, Barbareana, no, I am the grandson of the person who planted this carob tree. Amar le, Shma mina denai me shivin shanin. I must have been sleeping for 70 years. Chazal lechamre, he went to turn to look at Choni's donkey. V'siyala le ramche ramche, and there were now 20 or 30 many donkeys that were walking with his donkey. So the Achronim say that his donkey was a female donkey that was pregnant, and it gave birth to males, and the males, Vaiter, had relations with the mom or with each other, and they had lots and lots of other, I don't know, it was twins, probably wasn't twins, it was one. So one was born, then that one had relations with its mother, and they gave birth to a lot of other animals. Azalabese, so Choni went home. Amar Lahu, he asked the people of his house, Bray de Choni Amagal Mikayim, is Choni Amagal's son alive? Amar Lahu, no. Bray Lesa, Choni's son died, but Barbare, Isa, but his grandchildren are alive. Amar Lahu, Ana Choni Amagal. He said, I am Choni. Lohimnu, they didn't believe him. He looked different 70 years later. They didn't believe he was Choni Amagal. Azal Beis HaMedrash. He went to the Beis HaMedrash. Shamin L'Rabban the Ka'amre, Nehirin Shmaitzim Kivishnei Choni Amagal. He heard some rabbis saying, when they were learning, that this sugya that we're learning now is so clear to us, like in the days of Choni Amagal, who explained things so clearly. When Choni used to come to Beis HaMedrash, Kol Kushi Da'avu L'Rabban HaMefarklu, any question the rabbis had, he used to answer. Omar Lahu, Choni said to the rabbis, Ana Niu, I'm Choni Amagal. Lohimnu, they didn't believe him. They didn't give him the proper kavod that he would be deserving. Cholash Daite, he got upset. Boy Rachme, he davened for himself that he should die. Umis, and he died. Now, Achronim say it wasn't because he needed the kavod, but rather, there were many, many more Talmidei Chachamim around who could explain things just as well as he did. So it's not the pshat they didn't give him kavod; they just didn't need him. He felt like he wasn't needed. And any old person who feels like he wasn't needed, it's the worst thing for an old person to feel like, that they don't need him anymore. The Maradachi, one of the Achronim explains. He was the only guy, when he was around, he was the only guy who could explain things. Now they had a lot of people. And there's a Medrash Tanchuma Veschanan. On the day that Yehoshua ben Nun was appointed, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his Chachma. So, this is the Sefer Lishmar B'Limudim explains that on this day, since there were so many other people who knew just as well as Choni, he lost his Chachma. That's what he was upset about. And he davened for himself. Not that he was upset that he didn't get the kavod. It wasn't about the kavod. It was that he no longer could contribute to the discussion. Omar Rava, Hainu Damri Inche, O Chavrusa, O Misusa. Either I need friends to have a chevra who needs me, or I'd rather die. Says the Gemara. Abba Chilkiah, Babri de Choni Amagal, Abba Abba Chilkiah was a grandson of Choni Amagal. When the world needed rain, they would send rabbis to him, Bai Rachme. Apparently ran in the family. Rain would come. One time, the world needed rain. They sent two rabbis to Abba Chilkiah, that he should daven for rain. They went to his house. He wasn't in his house. They went to find him in the field. They found him plowing in the field. They sent him Shalom Aleichem. Lo izbalu ape. He did not respond. He didn't, well, literally means he didn't show them a nice face. So we'll see what that means in a minute. Bifanya, that evening, Kavan Menachet Tzibi, he was collecting bundles of wood. Darit Tzibi Mar B'chad Kasva, Uglim B'chad Kasva. He carried the wood and his hoe on one shoulder and his garment, his coat, on the other shoulder. Kulo Cholosai Masani. He didn't wear shoes the whole time back. The Gemara Pesachim says it's not respectful not to wear shoes. This was in the field. In the city, you have to wear shoes. But in the field, it's okay not. We'll see in a minute. Kimata Lamai Simon, when it came to water, he put on shoes. Kimata Lehizme Vehiga, when it came to thorns, Dalina Lamane, he lifted up his garments so they shouldn't get ripped. Kimata Lamasa, when he got to the town, Nafka Devisul Ape Kimikashta, his wife came out to greet him with all her jewelry and makeup on. Kimata Lebese, when they got to the house, Ola Dvisu Beresha, first the wife went in, Vada Arla Yu, then he went in, following his wife, Vada Arla Rabban, and then the two rabbis followed him. Yasad Korach Rifti, he sat to give out bread. L'amal l'rabbanan tu kruchu. He didn't offer any bread to the rabbis. Palag Rifti l'yinuki, he gave the bread to his kids. L'kshisha chada, to the older kid he gave one piece of bread. L'zutra trey, to the younger kids he gave two pieces of bread. Amal l'advisu, yadana d'rabbanan mishem mitra kasu. He said to his wife, quietly, so the rabbis couldn't hear, I know these rabbis came to ask me to daven for rain. Nafik le'igra, let's go up to the roof. And Yibari Rachmei, let's daven on the roof. Efsher dimirate HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yesei mitra. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy and he will bring rain. V'lo nachsek tivus al anafshin. But I'm not going to allow the rabbis to ask me about this. And this way, they won't think that it was because of the fact that they asked me that I got the rain. Sakul igra, so they went up to the roof, him and his wife. Kamihu b'chada zavisa, v'ihi b'chada zavisa. He stood in one corner of the roof, and she stood in the other corner, like Yitzhak and Rivka. So says the, right, Rashi said that he stood in one corner. Marsha. Like Yitzhak and Rivka. Kadam Sila Kanani Mehach Zavisa the Divisu. So they started davening. And the rain, the clouds, started coming from his wife's corner. Kinachis, when they went down from the roof, Amalahu. So then he was, since the clouds already came. So Amalahu, so he asked the, then it was good to ask the rabbis, oh, am I also Rabbanim? Why'd you guys come? Amalahu, Shazlan Rabbanim Lagabi Demar, Limboy Rachman Amitra. Well, the rabbi sent us for you to ask for rain. I'm a little, oh, Baruch HaShem, Baruch HaShem, you came, but you no longer need me, because you see, it's already raining. Amrulay. So the rabbi said to him, you didn't pull it over on us. Ya'adina Dimitri Machas Mahudas. Well, we happen to know that the fact that you just disappeared to the roof, that's why the rain is here. Ella, nevertheless, could you please answer us some of the strange things that just happened? Lemulamar, Hani Mili, Ditmilan. Could you please respond to us these strange things that just happened in the story? My time, why, when we said to you Shalom Aleichem in the field, did you not smile at us or say Shalom Aleichem back to us? Amalu, Schir Yom Havoy. I'm working for somebody else. V'amina lo ifgar. I'm not allowed to take the time out of the worker, of the boss, to say Aleichem Shalom to you. Some say he did say Shalom Aleichem, but he didn't like stop work and say Shalom Aleichem. See, because he didn't want to take off time from the boss's time. Wow. It's amazing how careful you have to be about stealing from the boss's time. One second. So they ask, what do you mean? Isn't it a mitzvah to say Shalom Aleichem? Gemara in Brachos, Nun Dalid. Nevertheless, he didn't answer him because he was involved in the mitzvah of supporting his young children. So his oisik b'mitzvah was patur min ha-mitzvah. So says the Marsha. The Ben Yoyada says he did answer them, but he did it during the work, so he didn't stop and answer them, maybe in an appropriately respectful fashion. Wow. Why'd you carry the wood on one shoulder and the garment on the other shoulder? It was a borrowed garment. I borrowed it to wear, not necessarily to carry wood on top of the garment. Maybe the wood would rip it. Why didn't you wear shoes the whole way home? But in the water you did. I was able to see along the way when something would get in the way. The Mayaloka Chazina, but I can't see what's going on under the water. Maybe there's a scorpion there, or a snake, or a fish. So that's why I put on shoes. My Tavikimatamar Lehizmi Vihiki Dalin Lamane. Why'd you lift up the garments when you got to the thorns? Amalhu Zemalarucha Vizaina Malarucha. I'd rather my skin hit the thorns and not the garment. My skin will heal with the thorns. But the garment doesn't heal by itself. My time kimata ma lamasa nafka devisu demar kimikashta. How come your wife came out to greet you with her jewelry and makeup? Amalahu kedeshlo etin einai beisha acheres. Even the big tzaddikim, his wife was worried he shouldn't look at other women. Who? My time, Eilis he bereisha. Why did she walk into the house first, and then you? You're not supposed to walk in after a woman, even your own wife. Vada alamar basra. And then only then did you let us walk in this. I'm a loop. I don't trust you guys. I don't know who you are. So I don't want you. I don't want my wife walking in after you guys. My time, my rift to law, Milan. I sukruchu. Why didn't you invite us to join the bread? He answered, Mishum Dalona Fish Rifta. I don't have enough bread, and I knew you would decline. But I mean, I knew you would decline anyways. I didn't want you to give me the credit of offering you bread when you knew I didn't have enough. My time, you have my linuk kshishachad rifta luzuch tray. Why did you give your older son more bread than your youngest son? Amalhu, hi kai bebesa. The older one is home all day. He had plenty of time to eat. But my kids are in yeshiva. They didn't give me any food there. They needed more food because they were in yeshiva all day. My time, kodem silukanani mahach zavisa dehavis kaima devisu. Demar lananadi day. Why did your wife get answered before you? Answers the Gemara. He answered them. Mishum de isasa shchicha bebesa. Women are home all day long. We have a rift alani and makabra hanayasa, and they're able to give food to the poor people that come. But I know you have nezuzah. I can only give them money. I'm in base medrash all day. I'm not home with the food. I can only give them money. Below makabra hanayasa. So, giving the poor people food is a lot more worthy than giving the poor people money. So my wife is, her tefillos are going to be answered quicker than mine because she does better for the poor people than I do.
Because this is Zichroni's grandson, so it's not Ina Tvila Tzadik Ben Tzadik, the Tzadik Ben Rosh. I mean, he has Yitzhak and Rivka. They're both
worth it. Inami, good. Inami, Hanu Briyoni Davim B'Shevavusin. Another reason that there were some wicked people in our neighborhood. Ana Bay Rachmi Dil Musu. I daven they should die. He Bay Rachmi Dil Hedru B'Tiyufta, Vahadru. She daven they should do tshuva. And they did tshuva. And they did tshuva, so her tefillos were better than my tefillos. There's a whole discussion here. You know, like Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said they should die. Bruria said, Yitamu chatoim velo chotim. Gemara and Brachas, Daf Yud. They were binyunim in the town of Rabbi Meir. They were afflicting Rabbi Meir. They were annoying the daylights out of Rabbi Meir. So he davened they should die. And his wife, Bruria, davened they should do tshuva. They were no longer Rishayim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Mises Rasha Ela B'Shuvah Midayach HaVachayim. Sefer Pesach Einayim. Beautiful. Now, Abba Chalkiyahu thought that they were so wicked, that they were so wicked, they were so far gone, it became nature, they couldn't do tshuva anymore. So says the Anaf Yosef. Hanan Hanechba. We'll see. Well, okay, so we're done with. Well, we'll say, this was another grandson of Chon. Hanan Hanechba bar bar to Tichon Yom Agal Hala. So we'll see why he was called Hanan Hanechba. He was a grandson of Chon. Ki mitzvah chama lemitzvah, when the people needed rain. Hav mishad rabban yinuku tevei rav l'gabe. They used to send young children from the kindergarten to him. They would tug at the bottom of his turban. Abba, Abba, Daddy, Daddy, Havlan Mitra, give us rain. They don't know the difference between me and Avichem Shabashamayim. Mamai Karilei Hanan Hanechba. He was very tsanua. Rashi has one pshat. He was very private in the bathroom. Or no, when he was davening, he was very private. Amar Rav Zirkel Rav Shafa. Tochazi ma bet kifid arad Yisrael l'chaside de Babel. Look at the difference between the tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael and the tzadikim in Babel. Chaside de Babel, Rav Huna Rav Chista, Gav Matzah Chama L'mitcho, when people needed rain, Amrei, Niknif Hadad even Iboy Rachman, let's get together and daven. Efshur de Miratz Kadosh Baruch Hu de Yesei Mitra. Let's get together. They would publicize it and they needed more than one person. Takivi Dara de Yisrael, but the Tzadikim and Yisrael could go on Rabbi Yonah, Avur de Rabbi Money. Like Rabbi Yonah, the father of Rabbi Money, Kavi Mitzvah Chamal HaMitra, when people needed rain, have a Ayel Lebesi Ba'amalahu. he would go into his house and tell the people of his house, Havali Gual Kiv Ezov Aisli Bezuza Ibura. Give me some sack so I can go buy a little bit of grain from the market. He did this, they shouldn't know he's going to daven. So he didn't publicize it. Kiv Nafak Lebro, when he got outside the house, Ozov Kav Duch Damikti, would go to a very deep place, like it says, Mimamakim Krasi Hashem. He would go down to some very lowly place where nobody could see him. He would go to a hidden place so no one should see him davening. He would cover himself with a sackcloth and he would daven. It would rain. When he would get home to his house, they would ask him, oh, I see Mari Bura, where's the wheat that he went to go buy? Amalahum. Well, I mean, a whole of Asamitra Hashtu Rebbe Chama. Now we don't need wheat anymore because now that it's raining, so we wouldn't need wheat anymore. So there were two ways that the Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael were different than Tzadikim in Babel. Number one, they would do it alone. Number two, they wouldn't publicize it. Visu, another story happened about this great Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Mani Berei, Rabbi Yonah's son was Rabbi Mani, Havaka Mitzayr Ledevei Nasiya. The people, the big shots in the Beis Hanasi were afflicting him. Ishtatech HaKivr Davua, so he went and davened by his father's kever, Rabbi Yonah. Amale, Abba, Abba, Hani Mitzayr Li. These people from the Beis Hanasi are causing me pain. Yom Echad, one time, Havaka Chalfi Hasam. The people from the Beis Hanasi were riding horses right past Rabbi Yonah's grave. This guy's father, Rabbi Mani's father, Rabbi Yonah's grave. The Inkut Kara de Sus Vasayu. The horse's feet got stuck in his father's grave. Ata Kibla Alai de Loka Mitzar Alai. Until they accepted upon themselves not to afflict his son. Serves them right to drive their horses on top of his father's grave. Vesu, another ma'isa happened. Rabbi Mani Havishri Chameda, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al Yashiv. Rabbi Mani, he used to hang out by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al Yashiv. He used to learn by him. Amar Le, Asirei Debechami Kometzari Li. My father-in-law's, the rich people in my father-in-law's house are afflicting me. Amar Le'anu. They're going to become poor. He decreed on that they should be poor, so there shouldn't be such bali guy. Viyana, they got poor. Amar kodachkuli. Now they're afflicted because they're poor. Amar liastro. Let them get rich. Viyastro, they got rich. Amar lo makabli alayin shebesi. My wife is not so pretty. Amar le, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef decreed, mashma, what's her name? Chana. Tisyape Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchak Baal Yashiv said, let Chana become beautiful. The Nisyapet, she became beautiful. Amar Le, ka minagdara alai. Now she's behaving in such an arrogant way. I can't stand her. She's bragging about how beautiful she is. Amar Le, ihachi, tachzor Chana l'shacharisa. Let her go back to being ugly. Chazor Chana l'shacharisa. She went back to being ugly. Hani Tre Talmide, Davakamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yashiv. There were two students who learned by Rabbi Yitzchak ben El Yashiv. Amalei, Nibay Ma Rachme Alon Denichkim Tuva. Let us please daven for us that we should become smart and we should be good in learning. Amalehu, Ami Haisa Ushalachtia. Sorry, I already used up all of my prayers of Chusim. I am not going to daven that you should become great in learning. This reminds me of an amazing story that Rav Schechter told me once, and I was driving him somewhere. He told me that this is an incredible, incredible story. Rav Schechter once told me that he and his wife had been married for a number of years, and they took a trip to Eretz, and they didn't have any kids. You know, he now has 9 children, but he didn't have any kids. He was married for a few years, didn't have kids. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael to the stipler. That he should give him a bracha that he should have kids. And they met with a bunch of people to get brachas that he should have kids. So he went to the stipler. The the stipler was hard of hearing, and you go in those days, you went to the stipler. The stipler answered the door. It wasn't like nowadays. You gotta anyway. So the stipler was hard of hearing. He says, so he says, why'd you come here? First, he had to buy the stipler's firm. He had to buy it from the stipler himself. So before the stipler would sell you his svarim, he gave you a farher to see if you were actually going to use it properly. So he was talking and learning. So he sold him some of the svarim. He says, is there anything else I could do for you? He says, well, my wife and I haven't had children. Could you please give us a bracha? So he gave him a bracha, you should have children. Is there anything else I could do for you? He says, well, I'm a young man in Koilel. He had just been a Rebbe in high school or something. He was learning Kol. Could you give me Hatzlacha in my learning? The disciple said, for Hatzlacha in learning, I can't give you any brachas. Brachas don't help for Hatzlacha in learning. The only thing that helps Hatzlacha in learning is hard work. Sitting, working, 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 and learning. So the disciple would not give Rav Shechter a bracha for his Hatzlacha in learning. Everyone should have a wonderful day. So I'm saying maybe that's what happened over here. Maybe the rabbi didn't want to give him a bracha, not because he didn't want to give him a bracha about Hatzlacha in learning, because that doesn't help. Only hard work helps, that's luck and learning.